Good morning, this is Brother Steve again, Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Just getting back to our meditation again here, talking about fathers and meditating on the father's role in the home and what a father is. This morning I want to look at the father as a teacher. I hope I can convince you all that as fathers we are anointed to teach our children. And God has given us that calling, and we just need to do it, and the Holy Spirit would take over. Looking at a few verses here, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 9, starts out with, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." Here is talking about how we are to teach our children. This is supposed to be a continuing, ongoing thing all the day long, every waking hour here, when we sit in our house, when we walk along the way, and wherever we go, we are to be teaching our children and using every opportunity we have to teach them of the ways of righteousness and truth. And then there's an interesting verse in Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 through 19. Here's the context here is where God and two angels came to Abraham and spent some time there with Abraham, and also told him about the son that he was going to have. But then as they're leaving there, Abraham follows along, and it says, "And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation, great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him?" You know, Abraham was called the friend of God. And here it gives you a little bit of an insight, you know, why that was and what it was that made him a friend to God. And here God, even, you know, because of this, God is revealing his secrets to Abraham. But here's the reason. It says, verse 19, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And so here Abraham is faithful in teaching his children and commanding them and his household to follow the Lord and to walk in his ways and to do justice and judgment. And therefore the Lord is, because of that, motivated to share his secrets with Abraham. And here he goes on to talk to Abraham about what he's going to do in Sodom and Gomorrah, the wicked city there, and how he wants to destroy it. And then Abraham starts pleading with God and realizing that Lot is in that city and thinking that, so what's going to happen with Lot? And God actually listens to him, and he tells him that if he finds even 10 righteous in that city, he will not destroy it for the righteous sake. But apparently he did not find that many. But the point I want to make here is just the idea that God, because of Abraham's diligence and his faithfulness in teaching his children and commanding his household to follow the Lord and to justice and judgment, therefore God was wanting to share his secrets with him. Sometimes we can come up with excuses that, you know, we are not gifted to teach. I don't know if I feel like, you know, I'm gifted to teach, but, you know, when we first started having family devotions, I did not know how to do it. My wife did not know how to do it. We had never done that. We have never, in our homes, we had never been used to that before. And so we felt very incapable, but it was just a matter of us stepping into the waters and taking the initiative, and God did the rest. And, you know, I just would like to convince anybody who is a father that he is anointed to teach his children, and he need only step into the waters and do it. Jesus is a prime example of, you know, going back to the verse in Deuteronomy 6 where it talks about teaching our children diligently, and speaking of them in our house, and when we walk by the way, and when we lie down, when we rise up, and have them before our eyes all the time. Jesus is a prime example of that in his teaching of his disciples. You know, as Jesus walked along and his disciples followed him, it seemed like he was continually looking for a teachable moment. And it seems like, you know, the disciples got into all kinds of disputes, and it seems like half the time they didn't catch what he was saying and they missed it. And yet Jesus continually just, like when they got into a dispute about who's going to be greatest, it seemed like this was one thing that kept coming up over and over. They thought Jesus was going to be the king, and they wanted to be the next in line to him. And so anyway, each time this happened, it seemed like Jesus would just stop. He would sit him down. He says, "Now I want you to know that you know, this is not how it works in my kingdom. But if you want to be great, then you become a servant," and all those things that he said. But the point is that Jesus did that very diligently as he walked with his disciples. He was continually looking for that teachable moment. And so we too, as fathers, need to be doing that with our children, not only in family devotions, but all the time, wherever we go and whatever we're doing, to look for opportunities to teach our children the ways of the Lord, and to show them what it means to walk with God and to walk in his ways. And, you know, even while we're going about our work, and while we're, you know, while we're eating, and while in everything that we work with, you know, even just bringing out scriptures, for instance, one of the scriptures that I've used with my children already is when they come into a dispute, you know, just ask them, okay, so who's proud? Proverbs says, I can't even quote the reference, but only by pride comes contention. And so when we have contention, we know that there is pride involved. And so, again, just a teachable moment. Okay, so somebody here is proud, and, you know, get to the root of the issue. And so many other ways that you can use that, and, you know, as you walking along and as you interacting with your family on a daily basis, just use those opportunities to teach. And not only just tell them what to do and what not to do, but give them the foundation behind it. Give them the reason. Give them the scripture verse. Give them the, you know, the consequences. Even as Proverbs, you know, Proverbs is a beautiful example. We use that a lot to teach our children. It's basically a king talking to his son. And a lot of Proverbs, what you see is you see Proverbs gives you a path, and it gives you the consequences of that path. And so I think that's very important for us in teaching our children, not only to teach them what they should do and what they should not do, but to teach them the consequences of their actions. And that, you know, you start down this path, like, for instance, a man is brought to a piece, by a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread or something like that. So, okay, so, you know, you have a path here, you have a man going down a wrong road, and then it gives you the end of that is the poorhouse, basically, and many other examples that it gives throughout the book of Proverbs, where it gives you this path and shows you where this path is going to end up. And so I think that's a very important part in teaching our children, that we teach them that not only that this is wrong and that you shouldn't do this, but if you continue down this path, this is where it's going to end up. And, you know, is this where you want to be? And, you know, that's very easy for them to see that, oh, no, that's not where I want to be. And it really brings out the, you know, the lesson in a much clearer way than just telling them what they should or should not do. There's a saying that I've heard and have used and have appreciated. You know, in this life we have many choices, and one thing I've used many times is you choose your path and accept your destination, or you choose your destination and you accept the path. And so we just need to decide where we want to go, and then choose the path accordingly and accept whatever that path might have or might be in our way. So God bless you this morning again. Thank you for listening. And I just, again, just to you fathers specifically, just do it. God will teach you, God will show you, and he has anointed you to teach your children. Thank you for listening.